It's time for football again, and these are our final thoughts. So, Mike, what's at stake?
Well, I say what's at stake in this first preseason game is getting the young players introduced to professional football. Packers have a lot of young guys competing for roster spots, a lot of them from smaller schools. This is a bright lights, big city kind of game for these guys, and you find out, you know, in these early preseason games if the game is too big for some of these guys or the ones who are really going to have a shot.
Yeah, well, staying on that theme, the roster is at stake, or at least the second half of the roster, and in some cases, players in the future who will become the top half of your roster. This is a draft and develop football team, and these are the games on which a draft and develop football team makes decisions that will decide who are the players that are going to drive that roster in the future. Okay, Mike, who are your players to watch?
I'm going to go with the backup quarterbacks, Scott Tolzien and Brett Hundley in particular. Scott Tolzien last year, 3 out of 4 games in the preseason, had a quarterback rating above 100. He wants to do that again, if not even improve on that, and really solidify himself as the number two, which I think he's in the process of doing. Brett Hundley, the fifth-round draft pick out of UCLA, be his first NFL action in the preseason. We saw him on Monday out here lead a successful 2-minute drive at the end of practice. That was a big step forward for Hundley, and he wants to take another step against the Patriots.
Okay, I'm going to throw a lot of names at you, starting with Demaryius Randall and Quentin Rollins, the cornerbacks, the first two picks of the Packers draft. The Packers lost 2 top cornerbacks from last year's team. They have to replace them. So immediately you look at Randall and Rollins. Then I look at inside linebacker, which is a position of interest. It's a position of competition. And I could say Jake Ryan, but let's start with Sam Barrington. He's been given a starting job. Okay, show us in this first preseason game that the job has been given to the right guy. Defensive line. Now, this is a position of, I think, of intense interest, because it appears the Packers are going to have some challenges on the first few weeks of the season there.
Yeah, it could be a little shorthanded.
Yep. And they're going to be facing running backs in the first 3 games. Matt Forte, Marshawn Lynch, and Jamal Charles. Hey, you've got to find guys up front. Josh Boyd is a guy that I think is surfacing in this training camp as a young lion on the defensive line. I'm going to look at him. I want to see him play. And then there are all kinds of other young players we're going to look at, but those are the guys I'm going to focus on Thursday night. Mike, the Packers win if...
Well, in a preseason game, you always win if you come out healthy, so we'll start with that. But aside from that, I will say the Packers win if they get off to a smooth start in this preseason with the coaching changes. And what I mean by that is Mike McCarthy giving up the play calling. There's going to be some new mechanics and whatnot on the sidelines with that. And also with the new special teams coordinator, Ron Zook. Special teams were a problem for this team last season. And you just want to get off to a good start with that and get things rolling in the right direction.
Packers win if nothing happens to the air pressure in the ball. Packers win if a Jayron Elliott emerges. Every training camp has to have a young rabbit, a guy that gets out. You remember Vic Soto? You need that guy, Jayron Elliott, last year. You need that rabbit who comes out of nowhere, especially an undrafted guy, and he drags everybody, all the young players, with him. They feel like he becomes the player with whom they have to compete to make the roster. So I'm looking for a guy to come out of nowhere. Ra'Jon Neal is not a rookie, but he can do that.
Yeah, he had a good preseason opener last year as well.
And he's had a good camp to date. He's got some between the tackles quickness. And I would like to see a Ra'Jon Neal come out of nowhere, or a Joe Thomas, or someone out of this year's undrafted class. I think it's very healthy for a football team to have that kind of guy lead him into the preseason. And with that, Mike,
Stay tuned to Packers.com during the game for quarter-by-quarter updates Thursday night from Foxborough. Also, Ask Vic Halftime. Yep. Send in your questions. Vic will take them. And all of your post-game coverage with comments from the head coach, post-game stories, all on Packers.com. Thanks for watching, everybody.
Is it really time to do all this again?
I guess so.
Yeah, good.